We welcome to Star 94.1, Stephen Hurd. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank the Lord.
Good, good. Your last project, I think that last project brought people to know who Stephen Hurd is and what Stephen Hurd was all about. Your new project, Destiny. Where will Destiny take Stephen Hurd?
I think Destiny is a project that is going to speak to the heart of the worshipers, and I believe it's going to be a project that really helps people to get into a place where they speak directly to God in a private place. But, you know, it's a project that's really user-friendly, so anybody can sing with it and use the material from it, any worship team, any choir. But the reason that we went to the message of Destiny is because, you know, often us traveling, we find people in ministry who are miserable and almost like they're being forced to do what they're doing in the name of the Lord. And I just believe that destiny means that I'm doing something that's the passion that God has called me to do and the place I'm called to serve in.
Would you consider yourself a worship leader?
That's exactly what I am.
Okay. Tell us the difference between, if there is a difference, between a praise leader and maybe a worship and praise leader. Or is there a difference, or do they go together?
It's not that complicated. A worship leader and a praise and worship leader is actually the same office. It is an office. It is not something that you just choose to do because you sing well or you have charisma or people like you. It really is a divine appointment that God gives you on your life to help people experience publicly what you experience privately. It is not just based on your skill set, because, you know, worship will take you into places that your skill and your gift can't keep you.
You know, when I listen to Stephen Hurd, when I listen to those slow ballads, I can feel the anointing. When I listen to the up-tempo songs, when you're praising, I can sense joy. I can sense you smiling. I don't see you, but I can sense you having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your up-tempo songs when you're praising. Then tell us about those slow anointed songs.
Well, you know, I don't. My purpose is not to write songs based on like the tempos. It's just, for me, it's the message. But I think that when people get to a place that they're going to honor God with praise and celebrate Him, they ought to enjoy doing it. Because if I enjoy doing it, then I'll do it with vigor and I'll do it with strength and I'll do it with all my might.
Is there a song on the project that you think will definitely stick out? Is there a fast song or is there a slow song that will definitely stick out that a person would say, I have to have this Destiny project?
I think the song Destiny will be the song that will challenge people to get in God's face to find out what their assignment in life is. I think that a lot of people are at a crossroad now in ministry and out of ministry trying to figure out if in fact they're doing the thing that they're called to do, that they're set aside to do, or are they doing what's convenient or easy for them to do?
How would Stephen Hurd like to be known in the industry?
I really don't. I just want to be a person who keeps integrity and has the character of God. I'm a people person. I love people, but I have a low tolerance for foolishness. You know, having a celebrity status or a platform doesn't make you a star. I don't want to be considered as a star, because so often in the industry, people, we make stars out of our artists and our industry people, and we end up being just that, like we're untouchable, we can't speak to people, we can't love on people, can't pray for people, and I just so don't want to be attached to that kind of craziness, because that's crazy to me.
Our guest is Stephen Hurd. Stephen's new project, Destiny. Stephen, when you get into that Destiny project, do you feel that there is a growth from your first project to the Destiny project?
Well, it depends on what first project. You know, I had two projects independently before the call to worship, Lead Me to the Rock Undignified. But even from the call to worship, which was the last product, to this project, it's monumental growth. And it's mostly relationship.
Do you get, when you are in concert, do you get a lot of folks asking for the Lead Me to the Rock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always amazing to me, because I didn't know how attached people have become in the church to the song Lead Me to the Rock. And so it's amazing to me to hear people request it in concert. But it's just, it's a blessing for it to be received as it has been.
Where were you when you wrote that song?
Yeah, man, I was singing that song for a year in my piano time by myself, and I never knew it was a song. And one of the brothers at the church walked past and said, "Man, what is that?" He said, "That's a song, man." And he just started worshiping God. And then I was like, well, maybe that is something I need to...
You know what?
In the worship service, and we just watched the Lord just literally ascend on the worship service. It was crazy. It was incredible to watch it.
There are certain songs that you remember certain lines in a song. I don't know whether anybody ever told you this, but when I hear that song, that's a beautiful song, an anointed song. The very ending of that song, when it said, "I almost lost my mind."
Yeah.
Man, do you know that stick out? And I bumped into people who, they remember the song, but they always say that part gets to them. I almost lost my mind.
It's a true statement. That's actually a true statement. That song was, it came at a time when we were just really, my grandmother had just passed away, and when I recorded it, you know, I just was in a lot of transitions in my life, and had I not had the relationship with God and I not trusted him, man, I really could have just snapped out for a second.
Stephen, where would you like to see this project take Stephen Hurd?
Whatever my assignment is. I mean, I think this project is for the world. I don't think it's for a particular race, a particular denomination. I think it's for men and women around the world who are tired of being frustrated with life and need to get a chance to enjoy life. I think it's a project for them to be able to enjoy.
Take us to a night when you're doing a concert. How do you get up for a concert? You know, when you come on the stage and all of a sudden, you know, you're ready just to praise the Lord. What happens backstage to get you in that mood?
I do a lot of meditating, a lot of focusing. I talk to the singers and the band about what our assignment is, and we get focused on that, and we begin to just kind of channel that energy and try to, you know, get to a place where we hear. We're very uniform in what we hear and what we're listening for as it relates to the worship experience and where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish.
Did you ever think Stephen Hurd from Glen Arden would be a household name?
No, I never thought about that.
How does it make you feel, you know, when people can sing a Stephen Hurd song?
It's a humbling experience for me. I mean, even like when I'm in stores, I'm coming out of malls or whatever, people stop me and say, "You're Stephen Hurd," and I'm thinking, like, I always have been. You know, I mean, I count it an honor. I just think that it's such a great responsibility of carrying such, having a platform and having the mantle of God on my life like I do.
Is it hard carrying that mantle, you know, living the word day by day?
Yes.
How hard is it, Stephen?
Oh, man, please. It's like being, I mean, anytime you have a platform, no matter whatever you do, if you're Michael Jordan and you have a platform to dribble basketball, that is an anointing that causes you to be able to do that. And anytime you have an anointing in your life, you have a responsibility to have integrity and a standard. And, you know, it's no different between being a basketball player, a preacher, or a recording artist. You have a responsibility.
Where will we see Stephen Hurd 10 years from now?
Oh, no. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe pastoring a church or, I don't know, doing some movies or TV stuff. I don't know.
Okay. Stephen, well, it's been a pleasure. We thank you for just giving us that time, and we just speak life, that destiny will take Stephen Hurd even to higher levels than Stephen Hurd could even imagine.
Thank you so much, man. I received that. And listen, can I publicly thank you and your radio station for playing my music, because I know you guys get a lot of music, and just to be able to be included in the number, I am so grateful and I'm honored beyond words. I thank you.
Stephen, it is a pleasure, and may God continue to bless you.
Likewise.
Thank you. Our guest, Stephen Hurd, on Stomp.